Chub Step.
Creating the OIF Dungeon.
Steed.
Chub Step.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the King of the Jungle.
For example, you remember me possibly as a man with small hands. Yeah, you think he had small hands. Do you remember that?
Yeah, sure, okay.
What you remember is false.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Big, masculine. My hands tell a story of greatness.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And the show started.
Welcome back, babies. You got sick, Paul, today, just so everyone's aware. So if you hear me grunt, you hear some grunting behind the mic, sorry. Just accept it.
It's going to happen. But you're not going to get anybody sick through doing the show.
No, I will.
Oh, you will. Okay.
Yeah. If you download it, I'm tracking that, and I'm going to send a letter to your house. And the letter's just my spit. I'm going to spit in the envelope.
Okay, guys.
And if you're like me, if you get an empty envelope in the mail, you like reach in there and, you know, get your fingers in it. And then you rub your fingers in your eyes.
Yeah, and that's bad.
People do that. Look it up. So, big news from the weekend. We had a huge Chub Step meetup.
I would say it's the largest gathering of people that have been on the show of Chub Step in a very long time.
Yeah, we had Easy L's wedding, Chub Step L.
Yeah, Joseph L.
Beautiful ceremony. I won't say it's more beautiful than yours because she didn't have a grown man spreading flowers.
Yeah.
It's kind of messed up, but more power to her. I went with a more traditional approach.
Yeah, for those that don't understand the reference, Steed was my flower boy for my wedding. Now, I did perform the ceremony for my sister's wedding, and people are saying it is the best ceremony ever in the history of ceremonies. I was more nervous than I thought I would be. I actually realized, so when I wrote this thing, I'm like, do I get nervous public speaking? And then I'm like, I really never public speak, so I don't know if I do. And I'm like, you know, the podcast is not the same at all.
Me and you talking.
Yeah. And like, I've done it. We did the podcast like semi-publicly a few times, a kind of event type things, but it was like, not everybody's paying attention or things like that. So it's not a big deal. This one's everybody's kind of focused on you. And then you're also the last person I want to get on the bad side of is my sister. So like really trying to make sure that she's not pissed off at me. That's kind of my main focus. Yeah. It's like
I've been
everybody
on the
bad in the audience
side of your sister before, yeah. And it's not fun.
So, you have. And it's one of those things where if like I would care, I like as long as my sister was happy and everybody else in the audience hated it, I would have been fine. Here's one thing I'll say. there was one part that I messed up, and I was talking about a Martha's Vineyard fishing charger, but I said like chata.
Then you covered it.
And then I covered it quickly by saying, oh, that's just my Boston accent coming out. Because there was a time when practice, this is why you practice a speech. There was a couple times in practice where I did that. I said, Martha's Vineyard fishing chata. And like, it just came out like that. And I'm like, what is that? Like, not on purpose at all. Yeah. And again, yeah. So sometimes you got to prepare for ways that you know you mess up. But yeah, we had Chub Step Rosalie there. Chub Step Hamboy was there. Chub Step Ben. Bryn Flakes. You, me, obviously. Yeah, Easy L. V-Dog. V-Dog was there.
V-Dog. Lydia and Zach were there.
Dirty Mads was there.
Dirty Mads.
Mads. Zach, who was just on the podcast recently with the curse. Yeah, Chub Step Lydia. Yeah, there was a series of Chub Step guests that have been on the past. So I would say that definitely the largest gathering of any of Chub Step in Chubb's up history. I get a picture of a few of them. I'll post them on the Instagram, Chubstep Podcast on Instagram.
Oh, we never did take the all Chubstep pick, did we?
No, but I got one with like three. We should have done it the night before the wedding days. That's just insane to try. Yeah, it was one thing. But I'm looking and I got like three of us in a picture. Yeah, I can Photoshop everybody. That's what I'll do. But what was interesting about this wedding scene, there's a few doppelgangers where there was a few times where people looked exactly like somebody else at the wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like two different times. There was one younger guy that looked like himself. Like, this is what I'm going to look like in 20 years. And then there was my brother who looks a lot like my cousin. And they, so much so that one of my aunts grabbed my cousin from a different like side of the family and grabbed his face and then realized it wasn't my brother.
What's going on with your brother and your aunt?
She's grabbing faces.
Yeah, she's grabbing his face.
Yeah, she's like that. So I'm not surprised. Other thoughts on that, Steve?
I don't know. This is why I'm sick. I didn't drink in a month. I was very proud of myself, and I thought I'm gonna get back in the game, and little bit of clarity, you know, from a month of no drinking, I might have a problem with moderation.
Shocking.
Yeah, drink in moderation, they say. Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Oh god, I've had like a whole bottle of wine.
So maybe I'll do another month.
I would say that's probably a good idea.
I'll do another month of no drinking. Because now, like, beach season's coming up, and I gotta get back into that. The creatine is bought, so we're coming back. We're gonna be full Jetty Boy ready when that time comes.
Yeah, it's cutting season right now, and definitely the decrease in the alcohol consumption helps with the.
Yeah, and my reverse bulk is over.
What's a reverse bulk again?
That's when I was bulking in the summer and then cutting in the winter.
Okay. And that's a good way to contrast yourself from other males that are trying to do the opposite of that. We're like, then that way, if you're trying to pick up girls in the winter, you're like, oh, this guy's jacked. Yep. Because like in the summer, you're competing with other people that are also jacked. So
yeah, it's all about that contrast.
It's all about it's all a comparison, right? They talk about like sometimes a prettier girl or maybe an average looking girl will put herself with a series of worse looking girls to make herself look better. Guys do the same thing. This is kind of you doing that on an individual basis.
Yeah. So that unfortunately due to, some unforeseen weight drop, I'm back on the normal schedule. On the normal dude schedule.
There we go.
So we're going full creatine for the next 3 months, and I'm going to start smashing my head through some walls.
Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah. I'm going to probably injure myself, get some soft tissue damage going, and it should be a good summer. I'm ready for
walls it. Walls beware. The first night we went to the Chicago Wiener Circle. If people have not heard about this or seen this, there's a lot of YouTube videos on the place. Now it's classic for like them yelling at you when you go up there.
I didn't know this.
Oh, you didn't know that? You'd never been there before?
I had never been. Also, I was so drunk, I didn't know where we were. So I walk in this place and I saw like, I think Brian, and I was like, Brian. And some guy behind the counter is just like, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, okay.
Shut up, bitch.
I thought you knew about this.
No. Okay. And then I drunkenly walked into the kitchen. Oh, man. They got on me about that one.
What do you remember what names they called you?
No, a lot of F-bombs coming my way.
Yeah, I do remember I walked in there one time with a guy with glasses and they called him a Harry Potter looking motherfucker. But they have a lot of just like fake parody people on the wall, like, fake ass Kim Kardashian or fake ass, And then some of the people are actually the real person, like fake ass Marshawn Lynch, and it's actually Marshawn Lynch there. So some of them are funny like that. Bryn Flakes left his jacket. We did a karaoke and then he left his jacket, tried to get it later. And he texted me in the morning. He's like, yeah, I went back to Wiener Circle and I couldn't find my jacket. I asked the workers there and they said, oh, some blonde bitch took it. So do you know who that could be? So then I'm like, well, all right, if I think of blonde bitch, I'm like, well, my sister's kind of maid of honor as a blonde girl. So I reached out to her, and sure enough, it was her.
Oh,
so,
I'm no. like,
so I had to tell her later, just so you know, you were described as the blonde bitch that took the jacket.
Honestly, that...
And it worked.
I mean, for me, like, if they were like, hey, some bald bitch took it, that's a little more insulting than blonde bitch.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they made some comment about your clear hair while you were drunk.
Yeah,
and weren't paying attention.
I didn't understand, too, because, like, the guy told me to shut the fuck up, and I'm like, all right, that's normal. I'm pretty loud. And then we, like, went to the back bar, but the back bartender was just very nice.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
thing.
Very nice to me, so I thought it was just a normal bar.
That does throw you off quite a bit, because, yeah, I've been to the back bar a few times, and that lady is very nice. So that does that quite the contrast.
Yeah, so, like, I was very confused from, I don't know.
Yeah,
it was a nice time. I didn't even need a hot dog, though. I had a hot dog in my hands. I don't know. I gave it to somebody. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a hot dog. It was probably you.
Yeah, I think I gave you a hot dog. Yeah.
I didn't eat that hot dog.
Okay.
Well, I don't eat when I drink.
That's fair. That's fair.
Because it'll just make me puke.
Sir.
I also am racist.
Sir, please have a seat.
I'm sorry. You're a racist?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not racist. I was told that would work.
Who told you that? All right, never mind. If I put you under oath, you would attest that you are not a racist. Is
no,
that correct?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Steed, I wanted to talk about something that I think you need to, I don't know, you need to deal with this. So I'm gonna bring it up to you right now.
All right.
There is, I was brought to this attention by Chubstep Matt, and he sent me a thing about the Church of Four Corners, which is something that he saw somebody on Facebook, one of his friends liked or something like that. I think that's how he found out about him. So I searched Church of Four Corners, and there's actually a few different things. There is a Four Corners Church, a Four Corners Community Church, and the Church of Four Corners. Now, the Church of Four Corners is the most close to your cult, the Church of Four Pillars.
Oh, these guys suck.
Now, I'm going to lower my hand. I don't know why my hand was up. I'm looking at the Church of Four Corners. It's outside of Kansas City. And if you go to their website, their picture is, I'm just going to share my screen so you can see. You see it obviously already, but I'm just so you can see it again.
Yeah.
As the listeners can see it. Our viewers, not the listeners. So, people on YouTube, Church of Four Corners, it shows, it's very nondescript what this is. Welcome, kids, to the City House. This is the outside of their building. Looks like a mall. It looks like a, I don't know, Best Buy. And then there's a coffee being poured, a guy playing a guitar, somebody kissing a baby, a family talking, somebody yelling at a crowd. And then, yeah, kids laughing. This is like, and then it says, helping people follow Jesus to live fully alive. So it's some sort of church. And then, a lot of people in the crowd. It's, what are your, as the Church of Four Pillars, is this, I don't know how you want to, you don't want to make sure you're separate from this, right?
Yeah. So these guys are lame as hell. All right. On their homepage, the first thing you can do is talk about kids. First thing that shows up, the first button you can click, pre-register first time kids. They're trying to get your kids. Church of Four Pillars, no diddling allowed.
Yeah.
The only thing we have in common is it's not very clear what the four corners are and what the four pillars are.
Okay. Yeah, that part is pretty evident from this. Like just a very generic term, which is perfect for luring in people.
Yeah. Another kids thing. It's so creepy.
It is weird how much about this is for kids. That part is weird.
Yeah, I clicked, I'm new. And then it's like, your first visit. And then it's, what about my kids?
Child dedication.
Corners, kids, like, details. Why are they so into the kids?
You go to a normal church, like, I mean, kids are part of it, but this is like, seems the main focus of this. But yet, it's odd.
Yeah.
Is it like a daycare for a church daycare?
I don't know.
It doesn't
seem
like it.
It's some mega church, and they're doing it better than me, all right? Because they had investment money. I got to build it from the ground up.
You're bootstrapping this.
And they're not metal. Like, Church of Four Pillars were pretty fucking metal. All right?
I mean, half the pictures I see of them, they have a guy with electric guitar playing.
Yeah, but you know he's not rocking that. And you know he doesn't have any like sweet whammy bar. He doesn't have the whammy going.
So your band would have, what would your band most be close to if Church of Four Pillars had a band? Well, how do you describe it? Like Slipknot?
No, we'd be like Def Leppard mixed with who's some like emo band or like metal. Pierce the Veil.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd be like Def Leppard mixed with Pierce the Veil.
And then what are you singing about?
We're singing about like kicking ass.
Okay.
And like meteors and blood and
yeah, exactly.
We don't allow kids in our church.
Yeah, that's probably just a good idea. Keep one,
they can't. They can't fucking donate any money. It's stupid. I'm not wasting that's, my.
You know what? It's just resources. Like I was rewatching one of our old clips with Biggie, the insurance guy, and he used to talk about how pissed he was when people would try to contact him on Instagram or when he'd make these videos, and then he was just trying to sell them insurance. But he's like a kid that's not a decision maker, right? Like he doesn't have any money to actually make the decision of where the insurance, you know, who's paying the insurance or where it's going to. And like that kind of stuff pisses you off too. If somebody doesn't have money to donate, you don't have anything to do with them. It's a cash grab, and you know
it. It is a cash grab.
Yeah.
And that's what the Church of Four Pillars is all about.
Yeah. Well, thank you for clarifying that, Steed.
Yeah, made a lot of money this weekend. $20 donation. We got a 20.
And you invested that in...
I invested that in gambling, and I won 100.
Yeah.
And the guy that donated also won 100. So, see? I actually, you know how it happened? I opened a wound that I had made, and I put my blood in his palm. I made a little cross in his palm, and then we made the bet right after that, and guess what? The bet won.
And did he get sick?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, to ask if he got him. Sick, because yeah, a lot of people have gotten sick when they touch your blood. Okay.
I got sick. I touched too much of my blood. Ugh. It's meant to stay in.
Another thing here, we got a an email from, or I got a text from Chubstep Jack, who's been on the show before, and Jay Callie, he said that President Biden in his State of the Union address made a Chubstep reference.
Oh.
I'm going to play the clip here.
Wasn't long ago when a Republican president named Ronald Reagan thundered, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That's the reference.
So obviously, Biden, a big Chubstep fan, making a tear down this wall reference, which obviously nobody knew about until it was featured in the intro of the show every episode.
What do you want to tell Joe Biden right now?
What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
Wow. I feel bad for slandering him during karaoke.
Yeah, you should. I wouldn't mind like a donation or like a more specific shout out than that, Biden, since you're listening. We'll take any sort of we're not specific on presidential support. We'll take support of any sort of politician, good or bad, or corrupt, not corrupt. We'll take any sort of support we can get. So
you could probably get a politician on here now that I think about it.
I want to get Ted Penises on from the South Elgin, this guy that's been running.
Oh, Ted Penis? Yeah.
See if I get him on. He's probably going to tell me I'm saying his name wrong, but like I've shown, if you Chubstep Instagram has this, I saw it again when I was in South Elgin, Illinois, suburb of Chicago. I drove past and there's just a lot of like Ted Penises. A lot of Ted Penis.
That's an election year. We could get him on and call him Ted Penis and just see how long it takes him to leave the Zoom call.
I mean, that might be how you say his name. It is spelled.
We've never like been really mean to a guest before. Maybe we go for like shock comedy, like Howard Stern. We just call him Ted Penis 100 times.
I think that is how his name is spelled. So unless he chooses to pronounce it a different way, that's on him. But I just wanted to, thank you, Jay Callie, for that. Good to know that other people are watching that are, you know, big timers out here other than just normal celebrities. Okay. Steve, what's something you want to get to?
Then we're going to do the Holy Land thing, finally.
Oh, hell yes. Nothing's been talked about more on this show, or at least maybe it's been more off the show than on the show, but you've been talking about doing this segment for an insane amount of hype. So there's a lot of build up. There's no way it's going to live up to the hype, but I'm excited to hear it.
No, especially because it's been so long, and I don't know like why I was thinking about this, or I had this Google document of it, and I thought I already did it.
So this is really a Chubbistory. It's just you're the one running this, right?
No, this is more of like a Chubbspiracy kind of.
Oh, got it. Chubbspiracy. Okay.
Chubb Investigation. I don't know.
Oh, Chubb Investigation. This is Chubb Investigation. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So somehow, because we did the Jesus's balls, if I remember.
No, his foreskin.
It was his foreskin.
We did the whole thing in Jesus' foreskin. People kept thinking they had it. It went around for like years and years. People wore it as a ring. It was a whole thing, right? Yeah, we talked about that on, let me find that, what episode did people want to hear about? It was episode 411.
411.
If people want to hear that. Palmetto Step featuring Chubb Step Trevor.
Oh, he was on during the foreskin.
Yep.
All right. Checks out. I don't know why I checked out, but I don't know if he's circumcised or not.
We don't know. We're not sure.
Okay, so the Holy Lance, the Spear of Destiny. I'm sure you've heard of it. It is the spear that stabbed Jesus during his crucifixion. And okay. Now, you know, you might think, hey, normal spear, right?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. That you
like
you
a fooled. Roman? Was this supposed to be like a Roman spear? Because they were the
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, this
that
was
were
a Roman
this.
Guy. Because it would have just been like a Roman guy, that
centurion or something. Yeah, along those lines. Yeah, sure.
Yes. So the guy that stabbed Jesus, his name was apparently Longinus.
Okay.
Longinus.
Kind of a cool name.
Yeah, it's cool until you find out that it translates to spearman.
Oh.
So, okay. And this is in like every source. It's this guy named Longinus. And I'm like, so every other name. Guy there was also called Longinus.
Yeah, either like he actually had the name ahead of time and he was like, oh my God, this is the perfect job for me. Everything just lined up perfectly. Or they just called him that because that was his job.
Yeah, but then he's not the only spearman in town. Like, you got to have 20 spearmen at least.
Yeah, but you know, there's like NFL players that have like Quick in their name, or like, you know,
they're
like
not called wide receiver. Hey, wide receiver Jones, can you come over here?
there's ones that are pretty close.
Who laid McKinstry? He's getting drafted first round. Okay, so yeah, Longinus, which I mean, already big red flags. Legitimacy of the story. If you're making up a fake name for a dude in some story you made up, don't name him that.
The thing that he is, like the job that he has. Yeah, that's fair.
So in some accounts, old Longinus, he had like a severe eye infection. And they were like, all right, Longinus, you got the eye infection. Go stab Jesus. Really give it to him. And
like pink eye?
It just says severe eye infection. So he probably had
pink eye.
Yeah, so he probably had pink eye. And gross. So they're like, get up there, do the stabbing. And he's like, hell yeah, bro. Rome for life. And he stabs Jesus with this spear. And then blood and water comes out. Don't know why, but blood and water came out of Jesus.
Okay.
It squirted him right in the eye.
Oh, gross.
And guess what? He's miraculously cured. You can see again.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, old Longinus, he's like, oh, man, that's amazing. So he converts to Christianity because his eye infection got cured.
Now, this is obviously not instantly. He does this years later.
Yeah, he does
this.
This is the Roman Catholic Church version. He's like, he converts to Christianity, somehow dies a martyr, and then they made him Saint Longinus.
Oh.
Like he's a saint now, so that's fun.
So the guy that stabbed Jesus becomes a saint? Like a little bit of a, that's like the ultimate forgiveness, right?
Yeah. Excuse me. So that's fun. And he, just so you know, there's pictures of him, like reenactments, and he's got a sweet six pack.
Okay. I just, the whole like becoming a, to me, that's almost like somebody that like John Wilkes Booth or something shooting the president. And then they're like, all right, we're going to make you Secretary of State.
We like your like, Maxie Booth.
Yeah. I don't know about this, but okay. So St. Longinus, good to know he's jacked. That always helps.
Yeah. Thing. So he's jacked, got his shit good. It started creating hands, and since his eyes were whatever good, it started getting like a little rep. So apparently if you have the spear now, you are always victorious in battle.
Okay.
And who used this, you might ask? Ever heard of Charlemagne?
Yeah,
me too, but I don't know exactly what he did. Charlemagne had the spear.
Okay.
And that's why he was so good at head he like conquered Canada or something.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like
he
went to Montreal.
No, I'm pretty sure he was a French guy that had to do with or German. Let's see. Where is he born? King of the, it's a little confusing because things weren't like things were, the countries weren't. Yeah. He was the king of the Franks. I was right about that. Okay.
Oh, he was a Holy Roman Emperor. Okay.
But originally king of the Franks. It's a little confusing because things weren't, you know, the countries weren't countries back then. So it's a little bit confusing who ruled what. But.
So I guess he like expanded the Holy Roman Empire, but guess what? He dropped it at some point. And then he died. Because he dropped the spear of destiny.
That makes sense.
Barbarossa. Sorry, Barbarossa. He also had it at some point.
Okay.
And he did...
Is that a pirate?
I don't know. It really sounds like a pirate. He was like... also the Holy Roman Emperor.
Okay.
And...
That's a cool name.
What do you know? He dropped it.
What do people keep dropping this? Like maybe have a little strap that also just attaches.
I would have a strap.
Like a chain. Like here's what I'm picturing. One of those chain wallets. Remember when people had those in like the 90s? My uncle had one of those. Like I'm picturing like a chain wallet. But instead of the wallet at the end, you have the spear at the end. So worst case scenario, it's just dangling behind you on a chain.
You can quickly grab it.
Yeah.
You might have done better. Hitler had it.
Really?
He had it, and then apparently the Americans took it. Okay. And then 90 minutes later, Hitler kills himself.
Oh, wow. Like, he had it with him in Berlin and stuff?
He had it within 90 minutes or something, and the Americans are like, yeah, we got this spear.
Nice.
This is according to, I think it was like visitthevatican.com or something.
Okay.
Okay, so then some dickhead in the First Crusade. This is the fun guy. This guy's the best.
Okay.
His name is Peter Bartholomew. And he had visions of St. Andrew. Don't know who that is. And in one of the visions, the saint revealed the location of the Holy Cross. And it was apparently in Antioch's cathedral, like buried under the floor. So then... he's like, hey, guys, go, you know, dig up this. Go dig right here. You know, I had a vision.
Yeah.
And then some guys dug up and they found like a rusty iron rod. And he's like, hell yeah. I got the spear of destiny. I'm the best. And then people are like, fucking, no, you're lying. Whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, well, how can I prove it? So he sets to... piles of wood on fire. And he's like, I'm going to do a trial by fire. Sets the two things of wood on fire.
Yeah.
Walks between the two things of wood while holding the lance and gets horrifically burned and dies.
Oh my God. So this was not the lance. This is just a piece of iron at this point. Oh my God.
Yeah, so did not have fireproof powers, which was never claimed.
Yeah, I don't know why you would think that all of a sudden, because you had that, you couldn't get burned. That would be an interesting assumption. Also, if I walk into a church now, Like, there's churches down the street from me. Could I walk in there and say I had a vision and just, can I tear up the floorboards? I had a vision.
You probably, they would, like, I'm sure they'd ask you like 6 questions maybe.
Yeah.
To confirm. And then after you, if you got those right, they'd be like, all right, we're going to dig it. We're digging it, bro.
Nice.
And then if you find an old piece of iron in there, you are going to have to put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm not going to do it. I was just curious if they would allow me to. I just want the concept of being able to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's metal as hell. This guy, we put him in the Church of Four Pillars legacy list.
God,
that's fucking just so metal. Oh, you guys think I'm lying? Light those 2 pieces of wood on fire. I'm doing this thing. Dies. I don't know. It gets lost. It's in Constantinople. It never existed, really.
Well, okay, so what? Let's ask this. What happened after the Americans got it from the Germans, from the Nazis? Like, where is it now?
Hitler got it when he annexed Austria. And then he sent it to St. Catherine's Church in Nuremberg. Yep. And then when the Americans invaded, they got it.
Okay.
And then Hitler killed himself right after that.
Okay.
But that theory apparently has been debunked.
Okay, so it doesn't exist anymore.
That's what they want you to think.
Oh, I see.
You know, that's why do you think we haven't lost a war since that?
Good point. I mean,
we've tied.
Yeah,
we've tied Vietnam,
maybe. Okay. Yeah, I guess define losing. So your theory is that we have this somewhere similar to like a Nicolas Cage in the National, what was the movie? National Treasure movie,
yeah.
Series, that there is some sort of hidden treasure that the U.S. government is keeping so that we don't lose wars.
Exactly. I don't know, like, if we got the right one, because I'm assuming there was a lot of spears that were the Romans made. So it's this Longinus guy. Who knows what he did? He could have sold it. He could have buried it. He could have lost it. We know guys were prone to dropping this thing. But all in all, if I had to guess, Obama's got it.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up there. Email the show, chubstep.podcast@gmail.com, as I mentioned earlier. This is going to be a 2-part episode, so make sure to listen to next week's episode as a continuation of this, even though they're really not related at all, but just we recorded it at one time.
Yeah, so the flow will be the same. You'll still have my illness voice.
Yes.
Even more nasally than normal.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Yeah. So check that out. The show has ended. Be gone.
Now you know you got to go.
Peace. This is Yasin.